Atlantic salmon made a great escape into Puget Sound this summer when a fish farm collapsed. That disaster led to a second disappearance of farmed fish. Thieves broke into a neighboring farm to steal some salmon. They left a trail of blood. KUOW's John Ryan has more.
Call it Puget Sound piracy. A boat of thieves headed out to a floating fish farm a few saltwater miles from Anacortes. Late on a Saturday night, they boarded the floating grid of nets. The nets hang beneath a rectangular walkway bigger than a football field. Sergeant Russ Mullins inspected the crime scene the next morning. He's with the Washington Department of Fish and Wildlife.
There was a wide blood trail the entire length of the walkway, which indicated that numerous fish had been dragged across the metal during the course of the evening.
The blood was salmon blood. It was a cold-blooded crime, at least in the sense that salmon have cold blood. The thieves turned off the farm's air pump. Mullen says a lot of fish wound up dead on the bottom of the nets. Cook Aquaculture wouldn't say how many fish were killed or stolen. At the time of the crime, thousands of escaped salmon were swimming around Puget Sound. Cook was offering a bounty of $30 a fish to get the unwanted fish out of the sound. Mullen says he doesn't want to speculate too much on the thieves' motive, but
potentially suspects could have been stealing these fish to essentially sell them back to the aquaculture company.
Cook bought nearly 50,000 escaped fish. It may have bought some that were stolen from its own nets. Cook officials declined to be interviewed, but they said they have beefed up security since that night. In Seattle, I'm John Ryan, KUOW News.